Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by incorporating the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to better understand how we can improve our relationship with our spouse and with our children. The name that we're going to talk about today is Al-Ahad. In our previous episode, we spoke about Al-Wahid and we connected it with the element of sincerity in Surah Al-Ikhlas, which begins Qul huwa Allahu Ahad. Now, Al-Ahad means more than just the one, it also means the unity and the indivisible. And we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as the one, as Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, is indivisible. But when we look at our families, when we look at our spouses, our children, our relationships, we often see that between husband and wife, there seems to be so many forces that try to divide between them. Between parent and child, particularly in the teenage years, we will also see competing elements that it seems as if it is trying to divide the relationship between parent and child or between husband and wife. What are these elements? Many times we see divisions arising between husband and wife because of situations complicated by external relationships. It may be spending too much time at work. It may be family issues, in-law issues. It may be connections to iPhones and laptops and computers and television more than connecting to one another. We see this repeated with children as well, where children may be divided from the connection with their parents through the things in dunya that they become attached to that pull them away from that stronger connection. And the same division that occurs within our connections with our spouses and with our children can occur in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as to improve the connection to Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, we must ensure that our attention is not divided when we are in prayer, when we are committing acts for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, renewing our intention, repeating that sense of connection and that reason of why we want to connect can help remind us of Al-Ahad, of the indivisible, and can help us maintain an indivisible connection to Him. Likewise with our spouse, with our children, developing an indivisible connection comes from nourishing that relationship, from renewing the intention again that every act is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recognizing that with each act that is done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we develop a stronger and stronger connection to Him that will strengthen our connection in turn with our spouse and with our children. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.